Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're finishing up our conversation with Ramon Bracamontes. He's a reporter with the El Paso Times, and he's been covering the escalating drug war at the Mexican border in northern Mexico in particular. And Ramon, I have one more question for you, and it's kind of the big one. Mexican President Felipe Calderón effectively declared war on the drug cartels when he took office in 2006. Who is winning the drug war in Mexico?
Well, that is a very tough question. The local officials, the Mexican officials, law enforcement will tell you that it is making a dent in the drug war, and that the Mexican government is winning. The Calderón strategy is working out. They point to the fact that these cartels are killing each other off, which will destabilize themselves. They point to the fact that they are too busy fighting with each other and trying to secure their business. And that is weakening them because they are no longer just concentrating on bringing on more and more and more drugs over to the United States. Now, the DEA locally will tell you that the price of cocaine in the United States is going up and that the quality of the cocaine is going down. And that means that is happening because there's not enough of it anymore. You know, it's supply and demand like mm-hmm. everything else. If there was a lot of cocaine coming over, the price goes down and the quality is real good. But because shipments are being stopped and drug houses are being raided in Mexico and weapons are being seized, they're hurting over there. And I think the experts of us, what happened today, if they're starting to extort money from businesses, it means they don't have the cash flow coming anymore. They're trying to find other places to get money from. I mean, it's not pretty, but, I mean, it is what's happening. And the Mexican government, I guess, is hurting them financially. They're not going to go after businesses and ask them for protection money.
Ramon Bracamontes is a special projects reporter with the El Paso Times. Ramon, thanks so much for sharing your reporting on this. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now let's get more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. Chinese police in riot gear dragged away more than 100 protesting parents today. They were demonstrating against poorly constructed schools where children died in the earthquake. NPR's Rob Gifford has more from Chengdu.
The parents, many holding pictures of their dead children, were pulled down the street away from a courthouse in Dujiangyan, near the capital of Sichuan province, Chengdu. The parents had been kneeling in front of the courthouse yelling, "We want to sue." Their children attended a high school near Dujiangyan where hundreds of students died in the May 12th earthquake. The government says the earthquake destroyed some 7,000 classrooms. Many parents have accused contractors of cutting corners when building the classrooms, resulting in schools that could not withstand the 7.9 magnitude quake.
NPR's Rob Gifford reporting from Chengdu. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is in the U.S. today. He'll meet with President Bush and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. They'll talk Iran and Israeli-Palestinian peace efforts. Olmert's trip comes amid legal troubles at home. He's under investigation for corruption. He says he'll step down if indicted. General Motors will close 4 truck plants in North America. 2 are in the U.S. The automaker says surging fuel prices means it needs to shift to smaller vehicles fast. GM CEO also says the Hummer brand may go away. A Texas judge says children from a polygamous group can go home to their families. Many are already back together. Nathan Bernier of member station KUT has more from Austin.
More than 400 children from the fundamentalist Mormon sect are scattered in group homes and foster care facilities across Texas. They were seized in early April over allegations of sexual abuse. Gina Van Osler directs a children's shelter in Austin that took in about 20 kids.
The families are obviously happy to be reunited with each other. The children and the mothers and uncles and aunts are happy to see each other.
To keep their children, members of the polygamist group will have to submit to parenting classes and unannounced visits from the state. And child welfare officials say they will continue their investigation into allegations of sexual abuse.
Nathan Bernier of member station KUT reporting. The California Supreme Court had its say on gay marriage. This fall, the voters get their turn. Supporters of a measure to ban gay marriage now have enough signatures for it to be on the ballot in November. If it passes, it will overturn last month's court ruling allowing same-sex marriages. The measure is similar to gay marriage bans in force in 26 other states. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.